Blog Talk Radio.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. He's getting murdered left and right, ain't nobody stopping it, yo. No matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug dealers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the streets just looking for a pick. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dudes plotting on a dope house trying to catch a lick. The Asian police line trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hitting the streets fresh from the pen. From a whole tour laundry list of dead friends. Some youngin' out trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child. Murderous police out of control, teaching inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting, our girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of you in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Jared Prim. They raised the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission, but how much cash that you stashing in your saving? Now that's capitalism.
New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block.
How much have you invested in time bitching and bickering over bullshit and nothing that's progressive or obsessing over paper and material possessions? I know I'm supposed to entertain, I ask serious questions. Most of the shit you see in the media is so depressing. Even with a black president, it's game over suppression. They say the game never changes, just the players. So I plan to play so well that they'll never play us. From my heart to God's ears, I swear these years it's been more clear. Mother shed more tears. We in global warfare. Is there love? Sorry, son, there ain't no love here. Love them packed up and moved away to Mars. So I be sitting at you like I was the Wizard of Oz. With these out of this world bars and a flurry of metaphors. So far I got the game covered like a blizzard, y'all.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Ferguson, Missouri,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Chicago, Illinois.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
South Carolina,
pumping on your block.
Yeah, city after city, state after state, body after body, and still see no justice.
Blog Talk Radio. It's the Block Report with Tafara XL, and we're on and live. Happy Monday morning to you all. Let me get my background music popping. Right, so happy Monday morning to you all, and this is the Monday edition, Monday motivation for the Block Report. And we're glad to be here kicking it with y'all. I hope y'all caught the show last night, the Super Sunday Music Mix Show Block Party. It was a live one, and we had a really good time doing that show last night. And so we're on again today, and we're going to go over our Monday motivation. We're going to get into that. We got a couple of topics, a few topics to talk about. Got a couple of clips that I'm going to be playing as well. And, of course, you know that was our intro in New York, my single produced by E. Smitty. And that's on, no, well, we don't have that released out yet. That'll be coming out soon. But, of course, on the Manifestation Project. But anyway, let's get into it a little bit. I want to, right, so you can get the block report. I hope, if you want to not miss a show and make sure to catch all the shows, then you can subscribe to the show through iTunes or from the website, Blog Talk Radio. You can download the archives, and that way you don't miss any of the shows. Make sure you, if you follow the show, then you'll get updates when the show is coming on through your email. You can be on in tune with that. Also, you can follow the page on, like and follow the page on Facebook, facebook.com/TheBlockReport, TheBlockReport. You can also get in contact and follow me, and be in touch with me, TheFarYXL, via Twitter. I'm on Twitter at TheFarYXL, TheFarYXL. I'm also on Instagram at TheFarYXL, and I'm on ReverbNation.com/TheFarYXL. And you can go hit the Reverb Nation page up, join the mailing list. That way you can be in tune with all the music and any music that I'm working on, creating or producing at the time, and in the future, any current or any events that I may be showing up at. And this pretty soon, I'm definitely going to be hitting the road and getting some performances going. We may hit the road and take the show, The Block Report, on the road as well. We're going to look into that as well. So anyway, I want to get into our trending topics for today. I also want to talk about a news story which I talked about. Oh, let me get the call-in number. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. That's 929-477-3093. So you can call up, get on the air with us, and we can chop it up a little bit. If you want to, you know, call up, do a shout-out, say whatever the case, you know, drop your comment, have any questions. Just, you know, the number is live and we here. We here to do the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? I know Monday you might have had a couple cups of coffee already. If you haven't had it, it's a Monday. I know Monday can be a sluggish and kind of hard day for people. So we try to drop these little bit of gems to help give you this fuel to keep you going ahead and pushing through the week. So what we're going to do, we're going to go over some... hold on, look like I gotta put my background music on again. We're gonna go over some of the trending topics for today in entertainment, and I'm gonna start chopping up. We're gonna talk about some stuff that I've seen and noticed in the news and media so far, and we're gonna chop it up about that. So let's see what we got going. We're gonna start with the trending topics in entertainment. We have X-Men. Next movie in superhero franchise will be set in 1990s, producer says. With previous films in the series taking place in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the franchise's next feature will take place in the 90s, producer Simon Kinberg told ComingSoon.net. All right. X-Men, if you all want to see another X-Men, let me know about that. I'd like to hear what y'all think about that X-Men. I mean, I saw another X-Men film. I think that was the one that must be the one they're talking about that was talking about Storm and another one of these other characters that they're going to have in there. And I was like, they've already had these characters in there. X-Men might be a franchise as far as with the movies, that they may want to go ahead and start taking that, like maybe a cartoon movie or something virtual. I don't know. Maybe people still go out there and check out them X-Men flicks. Let's see. Captain America has a movie, it looks like. Captain America Civil War superhero film earns almost $182 million in opening U.S. weekend, report says. Well, I guess that makes the case for X-Men. Because if Captain America can bust out in a weekend and make $182 million, and it's not even, it wasn't even Memorial Day weekend, July 4th, I guess those weekends wouldn't work out well for them. And the earnings give the Marvel franchise film the fifth biggest opening weekend ever, multiple outlets reported. The movie was released internationally a week earlier. So Marvel is doing their things. They're getting their money. They're doing their thing, getting their money with all of that, because they got the X-Men flick coming, and Captain America did pretty well so far. Hopefully, that probably paid for the whole budget of the movie that one week. If they're not, you know, if they're not wilding out, making big ass budgets or whatever. Let's see. Alicia Keys singer appears as musical guest on Saturday Night Live. Keys appeared as a musical guest on SNL for the third time on Saturday. She performed a new song in common from her upcoming as yet untitled sixth album, Hallelujah, on the show. Let's see, anything else I see that's interesting? Because I got stuff that I want to talk about. I'm just going over these, over trending topics and stuff like that or whatever. I'm not going to do any sports just yet. Sports we're going to go into at another time. But anyway, let's get into some of the stuff that I want to talk about. Caller number is 929-477-3093. And this is the Block Report with your host, Tafari XL. And we are live with Monday Motivation. You know what? So let me go into this. I'm going to talk about this thing right here. I saw this. I was watching the news. Matter of fact, I was watching CNN. And I saw this story come up about a picture with some young girls who had graduated from West Point. West Point, as you know, is the military school, and if you don't know, it's in upstate New York. It was only like a couple hours, maybe less than a couple hours away from me, but it's within a couple hours away from me. So this picture was taken in 2003. There was about 16 females in the picture, but the females were, I would say they all appeared to be black, young black females, sisters and everything. So they had their hands raised, one hand raised, each one of them or whatever, and they had their hand raised and balled in a fist, and they just was raising it up. So now the controversy, this shows you it's a bullshit controversy, but the thing is that shit like this can make the news because of the society and the country that we live in. So, and this is what I want to show you that, and I'm going to play something else that talks about this. Not this particular thing, but this, not this particular incident, but this whole thing with what's going on with this country, why race is such a high-powered topic, and why certain little bullshit makes it to the forefront and makes it in the news. So now they try to say that these young ladies who took this picture in 2003 was making a political statement. Now, the only thing that bugs me out is, why is this picture coming out now, 13 years later, after they took the picture, and why are they talking about it now? Now, a lot of the females were like 16, 17, so they were considered minors at the time the picture was taken. So now they're trying to say that some folks are trying to say that it's a political statement. But you see, the thing is that if you remember in the Olympics, and I spoke about this, forget the gentleman's name, but it was the 1968 Olympics, if I'm not mistaken, where the two brothers standing on the podium and they were lifting their fists in solidarity. Now, at the time, the lifting of the fist was considered a symbol of the Black Power movement. So these brothers was lifting their fists in solidarity with that. So you can look at it as that one way. And then I believe they said that that's what it was as well, and everything. So now, but these young girls may not be doing that. And the thing is now they take one picture, one symbol of something, of somebody that something did, and they want to relate it to a whole nother level by trying to throw this into some political thing. Whereas the girls could have just been raising that up. And I know you could see, fellas, so the whole thing is that if you see any other people raising up their fists, right, automatically most people say this is a sign of showing victory and strength. That's what most people are going to say. But if you see a bunch of black people or one or two black people do it, then it's some sort of sign of defiance and some sort of political statement. So this is the hypocrisy, and the BS that goes on in this country. So anyway, well, we got to understand. Now, look, a lot of people might say, well, you're talking about this country. Well, you know what I'm saying? If you can't talk about what's going on in your surroundings around you, then you're living under some other kind of state, which is not what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights afford you. You can say what you want to say. You have right to free speech and the First Amendment. And the other thing is, if somebody, you got to remember, you got to know how to take criticism in situations, because the thing is, somebody might just be saying something about the situation because they expect and want to see better from you. So it's not that somebody's trying to tear you down or tear down your situation or whatever. But if I see, like, especially because, you know, it's the one thing you can say a country or whatever, but I have this phrase which I got from one of my elders, an OG, and he was always telling me, one of his phrases he would say, like, look, you got to look at it like this, which is a person is a people, and a people is a country or a nation. So, you know, so when you break that down and you can relate it into this statement which I'm making. So what I'm saying here is that you got to be able to take this criticism and understand that there's some certain changes that need to be made. So anyway, the caller number is 929-477-3093. And the changes that need to be made, a lot of the times, these changes, well, as far as in the country, certain laws on the books need to be changed, and certain laws on the books need to be enforced in order to create a more fair and equitable society. So those are some of the changes that I'm talking about, because the changes as far as changing people and changing their hearts and their minds, that's a bit more difficult, and you can't expect the government to do that. Now, I'm going to play a clip later that's going to talk about government situations like that, which shows where the person speaking, you know, is a lot of people going around and saying, you know, that really, as far as this election process has been showing, a lot of the times that the people's vote doesn't really mean anything, because you have these other people that are designated in positions, and their vote means more than the thousands and millions of people that vote in the election and stuff like that. So, and, you know, there are people out there that say the United States is owned by corporations. So this statement has been floating around. So what I'm saying is, Until you really have a government that is by the people, for the people, which you don't have right now currently, that's not what's going on, because it's for some people, not for all the people, then you have these kinds of situations and discrepancies and hypocrisies. So anyway, this is Tafara XL on the Monday edition of the Block Report. And we're on Blog Talk Radio. Also, did I say this earlier? The show is brought to you by TDK Visions, Inc. And the show is sponsored and presented to you by TDK Visions, Inc. And we are on our schedule is Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12 noon, and Sunday night, 11 p.m. for the Super Sunday Music Mix Show Block Party. And the caller number is 929-477-3093. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this clip, but I think I'm going to play it later on in a few minutes or whatever. I'm going to use it to transition over into the last 15 minutes of the show. So what I want you guys to do is I want you to call up if you're not already on the line, because otherwise you'll have to get this part of that part of the show when I break it down and all of that stuff in the archives. So what I'm going to do right now, let's see, I have some stuff right here. I'm going to play some music. We're going to play some music into that until we go into that joint, until we go into that. Right, so I'm going to play these motivational clips that I have for y'all. One here, you know, since it is Motivation Monday, we're going to play these clips. Two clips I'm going to play for you, all right? The one is the I Am Affirmations, so that you can have some affirmations for yourself, for you to take and internalize and use to your advantage, and to promote a much more positive mindset for yourself and of yourself. And then the other clip I'm going to play is about doing what is hard and, you know, what winning is and what losing is. So we're going to get into that. So the caller number is 929-477-3093. This is the Block Report with Tafari XL, and let's get into it. So I'm going to play the I Am clip now.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch.
That was the wrong clip. Let's go.
I am a magnet. I am gifted. I am responsible. I am vitality. I am radiant substance. I am divinity. I am light. I am the way. I am everything. I am alive. I am calm. I am relaxed. I am divinely guided. I am pure. I am noble. I am awake. I am allowing. I am creative. I am blessed. I am worthy. I am blissful. I am beautiful. I am grace. I am focused. I am kindness. I am imagination. I am inspired. I am thin. I am vibration. I am the universe. I am master of my destiny. I am what I desire to be.
Indeed, I am master of my destiny. I am what I desire to be. So I'm going to play this next clip, and I just want to know something from y'all before I play this clip.
Come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
All right. So that's what it is. So we're on the Block Report with Tafari XL. Well, I'm your host, Tafari XL, on the Block Report. And as I said before, the show is brought to you by TDK Visions, Inc., and this is the Monday edition of the Block Report. The call-in number, again, is 929-477-3093. Call in with your comments, questions, statements, and all that stuff, and we'll get into it. Now I'm going to play the next clip, Doing What Is Hard.
People that are hungry are relentless. People that are hungry are unstoppable. People that are hungry refuse to give up. People that are hungry, no excuse is acceptable for not making their dream become a reality.
How much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. If you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture. Winners win, and losers lose. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Winners win and losers lose.
There you have it right there, y'all. Winners win and losers lose. Real shit. So we're going to go in. Matter of fact, wow, what do I have left here I got that I can rock out with? Okay, so, matter of fact, I'm going to play a little bit of this Real People for my man Ice Cube and Common, and then we'll come back in with that clip.
Understand that we got a lot in common. Homie, you
Talk, and it's the Block Report on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Tafari XL. So I'm going to play this clip, and this clip is from George Carlin, and you're going to hear some explicit truth, in my point of view, truth, about views of where we are at in this country. And it's crazy because, you know, George Carlin died several years ago, but the man had been talking about this stuff for years, so he had a very good insight into what was going on. And I can just imagine what he'd be saying right now if he saw basically the situation where we reached with this presidential election right here. So anyway, so as I said, it's the Block Report with Tafari XL on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. We got 4 minutes left to go before we go into the next 15 minutes of the show, whereas you won't be able to call in and get on the air. You'll have to, and not only that, you'll have to pick up the rest of the show in the archives and download it. And then speaking of that, make sure you go to the archives, download past episodes or this episode and this episode, download it and listen to it, listen to them, check it out. Follow the page when you go to the website. Follow the show. Spread the word. Go to, you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes. If you go to iTunes and you can subscribe to the show through there so that you don't have to worry about ever missing a show, because it will automatically be downloaded to your phone. Okay, people hitting me up on Twitter and Instagram and all of that right now. So anyway, yeah, so do that, like I said, guys, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to this clip with George Carlin. It's about 5 minutes long. We got like 2.5 minutes left to go, so for some of y'all that basically that didn't call in or whatever, you have to catch the rest of it later on. We're just going to keep it rolling. Everybody else that's on the line or whatever, just stay on, hold on, and you'll be able to catch everything that's going on. The call-in number is 929-477-3093, and let's go ahead and let's begin this clip with George Carlin.
We like war. We like war. We're a warlike people. We like war because we're good at it. You know why we're good at it? Because we get a lot of practice. This country's only 200 years old, and already we've had 10 major wars. We average a major war every 20 years in this country, so we're good at it. And it's a good thing we are. We're not very good at anything else anymore. Huh? Can't build a decent car. Can't make a TV set or a VCR worth a fuck. Got no steel industry left, can't educate our young people, can't get health care to our old people, but we can bomb the shit out of your country, all right? Especially if your country is full of brown people. That's our new job in the world, bombing brown people. Iraq, Panama, Grenada, Libya, you got some brown people in your country, tell them to watch the fuck out! Or we'll goddamn bomb them. But when's the last white people you can remember that we bombed? Can you remember the last white? Can you remember any white people we've ever bombed? The Germans, those are the only ones. And that's only because they were trying to cut in on our action. They wanted to dominate the world. Bullshit, that's our fucking job.
Yeah, that was George Carlin, the comedian, if you don't know who that is. He was also famous for having, I think, he did a skit where they basically decided 7 words you can't say on the radio or live on TV or anything, and basically he did a skit about that, or maybe it was because of his skit. But yeah, he's a very well-known comedian, if y'all don't know about him. So anyway, so this is the Block Report with Tafari XL. We got like 30 seconds left before we go into the next 15 minutes of the show. I may start that clip over and begin it again, but actually I think I'm going to go into this. We're going to bring up Nas, If I Ruled the World. I think it just would be timely with just what that clip was just finishing saying about ruling the world and dominating the world. So we're going into it. So if you're not on the line right now, I'll see you on Wednesday. Wednesday we come on at 12 noon. And make sure you tune in for the Wisdom Wednesday show. And we're rocking out. It's the Block Report. Tafari XL.
Fake love, no love, you get the slug. CB4 gusto, your luck though. I didn't know till I was drunk though. You weak cats are played
one king.
Without cops harassing, imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people's holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercover. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today. In these last days of time, the way to be. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost robbers, Shabab, free at last. Brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do? Trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living. Type of place to raise kids in, opening eyes to the lies. History's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoner, set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today.
And then we'll walk right up to the sun, hand in hand. We'll walk right up to the sun, we won't land. We'll walk right up to the sun, hand in hand. We'll walk right up to the sun, we won't land.
You love to hear the story, how the thugs live and worry. Stuck down in car seats, he's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate. We carry weight, trying to get laced. Flip the A stack to safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with your cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth, scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips. Be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or B felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time.
If I rule the world,
if I rule,
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
If I rule,
if I rule the world, if I rule the world,
love them,
baby.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So that was If I Rule the World by Nas featuring Miss Lauryn Hill. So it's the Block Report with Tafari XL, and this is the Monday edition with Monday Motivation and everything. And what we're going to do, let me see, do I have a couple more clips here? Excuse me, sorry about that. Okay, so yeah, so what we're going to do, I'm going to continue. I'm going to play out that full entire clip that from George Carlin, and then we're going to end the show, and then we're out of here after that. And then so we'll see y'all on, we will see you guys on Wednesday. Matter of fact, no, I'm going to save that whole entire clip for George Carlin on Wednesday for Wisdom Wednesday show. I'm going to play this joint right here. This is going to be It Feels Like, which is a song that I'll be releasing soon, produced by E. Smitty of Sound Alive Records. Don't forget, or as my dude Ralph McDaniels like saying, do remember, and to go to Facebook and like the Block Report page on Facebook, facebook.com, The Block Report. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, and, you know, and everything, and you can be up to date with me on that, and that's Tafar, at Tafar IXL on Twitter and Instagram, and be down with this, The Block Report, Tafar IXL, and the movement and the music with the hip-hop, and also this podcast, and everything that we're doing with just trying to represent a situation where we have a voice. We have real voices that are on the streets that is really real people doing real things and looking to do real things with other people that are real. And instead of just, you know, these corporate pushed out type of artists that come out and just spit nonsense and bullshit. It ain't really nothing that relate to you because, you know, if you wasn't doing... My thing is like this. If you wasn't doing the stuff that this artist is saying, if this artist comes out and saying that, oh, they doing this and that, and you wasn't doing it before you heard them saying it, then you're a follower. You're a follower. And you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is with you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't follow fads. I don't follow what they tell me, what other people trying to tell me is cool or whatever. I made my own mind up and my own decision. And I'm trying to, and what I'm doing with this, what I'm doing with this show and everything that I'm doing is I'm trying to encourage you to do the same as well. So it's up to you. You know what I'm saying? You can go be a follower like everybody else and go fall into the trap and be into the bullshit like with them. Or you can really be somebody who's really trying to be real and do things like real people do. Like, you know, like Big said, real niggas do real things. And the only thing is, it sounds good, these sayings and stuff, it sounds good, but do y'all really know what it means? And do you, and are you really willing to go out and put it out there and be the kind of person that somebody can see and equate a statement like that with you? Or do you just want to be like these other frauds, phonies, and followers? But, anyway, that's my little rant. Let me go ahead and put on this It Feels Like joint, and then we'll kick it, and then we'll go, and after that, I'll come back in and we'll do some other shit.
Yeah. Tafar Rah. Yo. Yo. They wanna know how it feels? Let
them
know.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
The rhythm and rhyme, my truth revealed. They try bottling me up like I was some pills. I'm harder to swallow and even harder to kill. Cold streets made me Iron Man, harder still. I spit nitroglycerin straight from the gut. The flow is righteous and I ain't switching up. Ever since the youngest, seeing life's good and bad. My friend's mom hooked on crack, living without his dad. Going back and forth to jail, please accept this call. I need money quick, get a lawyer and bail. The trials and appeals, the wins and fails. It's hard to stand straight with the wind. Knocked out the sales, making it through while grandma prays. I hope in one day that her grandkids can say, through struggle and strife, the strong prevail. You can see it on them, but never know how it feels.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like
baby, I gotta let you know shit is real. Love and your feelings don't pay the bills. I know you was in love with it, want the thrills. And now that it's gone, there's a void to fill. You was supposed to keep it tight and warm. I was supposed to be loyal, stay royal. Then I started seeing some changes in you. That night we screwed and I already knew. You have been giving up my pussy to another, but you thought that I might never discover. You have played a good role, almost had me sold. Now that I know, bitch, you got to go. Make room for the next bitch to walk in the dough. I'm through talking, I ain't talking no more. Imagine me all broken up over some hoe, especially when she creeping with some other Joe.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a blade to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
I'm kicking to your nothing but strictly fat kid. Fuck the verbal cartwheels and the backflip. My life's right out of the movie The Last Dawn. On stage or off, I'm still a fucking phenom. To be armed is to be forewarned. Whether it's hail, fire, or windstorm, follow your heart and you can never go wrong. I'm still a soldier going to war through song.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a blade to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
That's It Feels Like. That's my next release that's gonna be, we're going to put out there soon in a few. Anyway, it's been a great show. It's been a great day. Hope, enjoy. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Monday and you have a great week. Don't forget to join us on Wednesday at noon for the Wednesday Wisdom Wednesday edition of the Block Report. Also on Friday for our Forward Friday, Forward Thinking Friday show at noon as well. And on Sunday for our Block Party Super Sunday Music Mix show at 11 p.m. So anyway, we're going out with the outro. This is your host, Tafari XL. It's been a great show, great day. Have a prosperous and profitable and healthy day and week. See y'all on Wednesday.
You see a man's face, but you don't see his heart. You see a man's face, but you don't know his heart. Everywhere you go, there's a man to say love, but never, 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 never take it to heart. For your heart is your heart, and your thoughts is your thoughts. So don't mix love with hatred. For your heart is your heart, and your thoughts is your thoughts. You don't see his heart. You see a man's face, but you never know his thoughts. Everywhere you go, there's a man to say love. Never, 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 never take it to heart. For your heart is your heart, and your thoughts is your thoughts.